Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 170 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. So in this episode of 10 Minutes With, I bring you my conversation with Zach Oldham. He is from Belton, Texas. He's a Central Texas pixel pusher, graphic designer, awesome guy. He did my new branding. These are my stickers. If you want some stickers, send me a message. I'll get you some stickers. I wanted to talk to him because I wanted to get his mindset as to how he goes about his project and how he went about my project, but also to give you background as to who he is, because I've seen his work for a long time and I've heard about him, but I never knew all about him. I never knew that his grandfather was a blacksmith. I didn't know how he got connected with the Millers and Miller's Smokehouse. At the very end of this video, on the YouTube version, I'll have examples of his work and you'll love to see those. He's done stuff with Millers, Chase Colton for Red Dirt, Meat Church, Stephen Rossler, Dane's Barbecue. The list goes on and on. Great guy, super efficient. I'd recommend him in a second. I can't thank him enough for the work that he's done for me, and I can't thank him enough for taking the time to share his story and give you a little bit more insight into him, because that's, in essence, what I want to do with these interviews, is give more texture to what people are doing in the barbecue world. And if you're digging these, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out on anything. As I mentioned, there's a YouTube version if you're just listening to this podcast at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. With a YouTube version of this, as well as tons of YouTube interviews that I've done, special stuff that's not on the podcast, trips to barbecue joints, butcher shops, meat-related places, steakhouses, etc. So check that out. I have a website, which I'm actually redesigning, but there's a lot of cool stuff on it right now, at kevinsbbqjoints.com, social media, kevinsbbqjoints. But at the end, thank you so much for listening. Leave a comment below what you think of this. Enjoy. Hey, what's up, Zach? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's nice to actually, like we were saying, it's nice to talk to each other, not via like text or email or...
Yeah, it's always weird when all you do is text or email somebody and then you finally get to see their face. It's like, I know you, but it's like, I don't know you. I don't know.
And you've only seen me in pictures maybe, or on my weird show where I have like a thatch thing behind me.
Yeah, it's always, I don't want to get catfished or anything. Maybe I'm getting catfished this whole time. Who knows?
First off, I just want to thank you. I love the product that you put together. I love all the work so far.
Thanks so much, man. I've been following yours for a long time as well. And I know all about your show and everybody's been on here, so it's an honor to be on, this side of the screen. I know who all has been on here, so it's fun.
Well, I wanted to talk to you because I want to talk to people, and as we've discussed before, I want to highlight every facet of the barbecue industry and all facets of this, and you're a big portion of it because people might not know you by seeing you, but they know your work. I think it helps people conceptualize and understand this, like from beginning to end, how this works, because designs don't just come out of thin air.
Yeah, it's actually weird how I even kind of stumbled into this, but it's been a kind of a blessing in disguise, because before I even met with Millers is kind of what started it all.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did that start? What was your first foray into it?
Yeah, so, after going through school and everything, I started freelancing. And freelancing and trying to drum up work, really. Yeah. And, I'm from Belton, born and raised. I spent some time in Hutto, so I am a Hutto hippo, always a hippo.
And Hutto's not that far away.
Yeah, it's the closest to Austin that I got. We made our way back. I got to my hometown, and I knew I wanted freelance, and I wanted to make sure that, driving down the streets and everything, that, I wanted to do my part to make things look cool. There's not much I can offer. There's not too many things I'm really good at, but I wanted to try to do my best to make certain things look cool. And I actually met, it all started with, I actually met Dusty in a coffee shop in Belton. I had never met him before in my life.
Oh, wow.
We'd been emailing back and forth a couple times, and then we decided to meet. And long story short, I just got more and more involved as they grew. That was right before they hit right in 2013, before they made the list for the first time.
So they were at their old location when you met.
They were at their old location, hadn't made the list yet. It was kind of a perfect timing for all of us. Or we were all able to start getting to do work together. Yeah. It kind of blew up real quick. So,
what was the first thing you did for them?
I think it was a website, which was real funny because they had, I'm sure they'll laugh too. They had, the whole point was, I didn't think they had a really good brand, so that was my selling point. It's like, I'll give you a good brand, we'll do some cool stuff. We can do business cards and websites and all that kind of jazz.
Sounds familiar.
It's weird how that story is the same no matter what. But they had this pig, and it was the artwork was a little rough and janky. So we just kind of we simplified everything. We got everything minimalized, and we started pumping out. I don't know. It's just I know when it started, and from there on, it was just a crazy whirlwind of blurs. Anybody that works with the Millers and Dusty in particular know that things move fast. And you just got to hit the door running. So it was it's. It was a my time there was a fun ride. I still consider them family. I know that they would do anything for me and likewise. But yeah, that was a good time. But even better part of that was, I didn't grow up around food or restaurant. I didn't work in a restaurant or anything. I was just a nerdy designer. So, being part of Miller's, I got to go on all the road trips, the festivals. I got to see this barbecue community, and it was just in it was insane.
From that side, which is kind of cool too. As an outsider, in now you're an insider.
Yeah, it was kind of like that blurred line. Like I, people would always come up to me and ask me if I'm a cook or what I did at the barbecue joint. I'm like, well, I'm just, I design stuff.
Pusher.
I don't know. Yeah, pixel pusher. Yeah, exactly. Through all those, Texas Monthly festivals, Red Dirt, people coming into the shop, us going to other people's shops. You really get a good sense of the community
Oh
of the
yeah.
barbecue. And that's above all else, that's probably one of my favorites, my favorite parts of what we were able to do. Just be a small part of this awesome community.
Yeah, no, and you are a part, and I've always heard your name mentioned over the years, and I'd wondered how you fit in, and I knew you were connected to Miller's, and I honestly thought maybe you did cook, maybe you did do something. I didn't know if you did like that design, and you also pulled stuff out, or like you never know.
I delivered my fair share of catering jobs, and I served. I did whatever I could. It's a small business, so everybody wears multiple hats, right? So, but thankfully, I was able to, kind of take the lead and strategize a lot with Dusty and Amadeo and a couple of those guys there, and do some really cool things.
Amazing stuff. Some of my favorite stuff.
Awesome, awesome. But yeah, it was really fun. I wouldn't take any of it back for anything. And like I said, those guys are still family. I love them to death, and I'm so thankful they let me just be a small part of. No, that success.
Well, they've said, oh, the stuff's really great when they saw the stickers and stuff that I've posted so far. So I know they're still really big fans of your work.
Yeah. And then, beyond that, I'm terrible at self-promotion, and I think it's hard for anybody to be, to self-promote
No, it's
themselves,
not
right?
easy, yeah.
The last thing I want to do is, sound like some schmuck that just like, hey, I want to sell you the world, I want to be as authentic as possible. And so thankfully, that whole port, we were able to create a portfolio of work there that got noticed by people like, Matt Pittman,
Matt Pittman, I was gonna
Meat
say, he's
Church.
actually, I think he's the
Yeah.
best at self-promotion. Like it
Oh, yeah,
seems
he's great.
shameless, but it's not shameless. It's like with an edge. He's awesome
It's
at
just him.
it.
It's just him. No, and that was
How many
awesome.
things have you done for
Yeah,
him?
a couple of things. We've done, I did a, like, an alternate logo. I did some, I think we started working together when he was doing his line of gourmet spices. So I did some gourmet spices. I don't know. It
Oh,
was
that's cool. Because I know one of
yeah.
the hats that I love is from you. I know for sure.
Yeah. So yeah, Matt Pittman, by having a portfolio of work there, I think, being a part of the Miller family, which, they're as genuine as it gets,
Yeah.
I feel like I try to be genuine and authentic.
You
I
are,
think
yeah.
people can see, I think people can see that. And I think that sometimes that kind of communicates better than any kind of self-promotion. And so being a part of that environment, I was able to meet so many great
Like
people.
Chase, right? Chase Colton?
Oh yeah, they. Okay, so yes,
Okay.
Chase. Talking about Chase, throws the best festival in Texas, I
Yes.
gotta say. Yeah, he let me take the reins on branding, and it's we're now in our. I think I'm in my third year doing that. I will be working on. We're working on 2020 as we speak right now. So
And tickets go
that's
on
great.
sale pretty soon, right? Don't they go on sale?
Very much so. I don't know.
Well, I think it's, I know, I guess it all depends on when it could be listening to this in like July of 2020, but they go
Yeah.
on, I'll try to put like maybe I'll try to put some kind of graphic or something when they go on sale because they go on sale and they're sold out like in 10 minutes or 6 minutes or
Yeah. And if Jace is listening or watching this, he doesn't have to sweat. I'm not going to release the lineup, but I do know the lineup, and it's going to be it's crazy. I mean, he's got It's insane what he does out there all the way in freaking Tyler, Texas. You know,
Yeah.
it's a long drive for us, but it was worth it. It's so much fun.
That's killer. You know, I want to go, and I want Chase wanted me to go to last year, and I couldn't because I was taking care of my mom. But this year, I have. I mean, this year coming up, I have to go, and I'll work for free for anybody. Yeah, I just will.
It's funny that you walk around too long, you'll get sucked in doing something. Somebody will put gloves in your hand or a knife in your hand,
Well, I've
and
talked to
you'll
the
do something.
bodacious guys for years. I'm like, I'll do it. I'll work for you. He's like, yeah, okay. Good. So maybe I need to follow through with that. Yeah.
Chase, Matt, I know you've had Steven Rossler on your show
Oh,
too.
yeah.
And then that kind of tied with Matt because he came into Miller's one day and we were both wearing the same meat church shirt and we kind of locked eyes. And I think the rest was for us was history there. So we kind of created that little bond, and you know, I got to know him and his family and his story, and do some cool work for them. And really, at the end of the day, I love, you know, obviously we're all here to do a job and make money and make ends meet. But you know, it's one of the coolest payoffs for
No,
me
it's the relationships.
is the relationships and seeing the stuff that we can do together out in the real world
True, true, true.
and working. And so that's the biggest payoff for me. And it's like, I'm going to be doing this till I'm 80. I don't want to retire. This is all I know. I love it.
You also did Dane's logo, right?
And so that was, I think that was either through Matt or I don't know. It's just, it's you start, you forget, you know, where you met somebody, and you just, all you know is that you know them and you know them pretty well and that they're cool, you know, and
Yeah,
that you
they're
work
good
for them.
people, yeah.
Yeah. I see there's a lot of people doing some really cool stuff right now, and not just barbecue, but industry wide. And so that's part of what I do is just trying to stay on top of that, make sure I stay relevant so I can provide people like you with cool stuff.
Yeah, no,
And
it's I'm stoked.
it's just kind of a circle of life.
How would you now if like if someone like myself was coming to you and was wanted you like what do you offer and what kind of how do you approach a brand? Do you approach it from like because like with us with me with us we discuss kind of what I am because I do I'm multifaceted in sort of what I do, but then it's how do you represent that in a logo or a
Yeah, a lot of that is just, you know, tricks of the trade and, you know, a lot of stuff that I've picked up throughout the years. I mean, I'm starting, I say I don't do any self-promotion, but I'm actually starting to do some, you know, cool stuff like some t-shirts and stickers and
Yeah, I
guns
like
and
your
stuff.
stuff.
So all of that is to signify I've been doing this for 15 years, like 2020, 15 years that I've been doing this. And so along the way, you know, I've met so many people, done some really cool stuff. So a lot of stuff I'm not proud of, but, you know, it's still work and still learned a lot of stuff. But yeah, with every job's a little bit different, right? Because unlike an accountant or, you know, just a regular day job, I there's it is no telling what kind of business that's going to approach me. You know, I have to be almost have to be an expert in automotive or, you know, I'm a doctor, you know. So I learn all these different facets, you know, and it really all comes down to, you know, having good chemistry with the client. And then, you know, the biggest thing I want is to be able to tell their story accurately, authentically.
I kind of feel like you have a timeless style. Like your style is more timeless, where at least maybe like for certain things that the things that I'm in love with the most that you do are things that I feel like can stand the test of time.
So I think everybody has their own kind of style. Myself, I like to do stuff that was, you know, could have worked 60 years ago and something that'll work 60 years from now. You know, I want something that's going to be minimal, clean, sophisticated, classy, no gradients, no stars, no horseshoes, no rainbows, not on any of my.
You would not accept that. You would not take that suggestion.
No, 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 no gradients or anything like that. So I'm a really big believer in the trade lifestyle. Like, I consider what I do a trade. My great great grandfather was a blacksmith in the Old West, and I feel like that's the coolest thing you could ever have, right? You could ever be. I mean, I'm sure it was hot, but it was cool. And so I'm a really big believer on creating art that'll work from here on out. And you know, I want to be proud of it. I want the end user to be proud of it. And I want, you know, I want to make a difference. You know, like I said earlier, there's not too many things I'm really good at. It's in those areas that I feel like I can have my best opportunity at making a difference.
Doing so, you also have the ability to be excited to see it out in the real life, like in public. That's something that you want. Like if you just did something that you probably were very proud of, you probably wouldn't be super stoked to see it out there walking around. But I think what you do is I think you do things that that are really killer and clean and solid and strong. I think that's the way I felt. That's what once I started to see the designs that you sent my way, I just felt like, wow, these are clean and strong.
And that was, I mean, for you specifically, it was important to, because I know you kind of have the podcast and the YouTube, so it's just like, you know, how to, you kind of have a multifaceted story or a kind of a business plan. So like, how do I tell that story graphically? How do I communicate your story the best way? And so it's been fun trying to assemble all those different pieces. And I know we're still working on some things, but I'm excited with what we've done so far, and I'm really excited at some things we've got coming up. So,
Yeah, no, I'm excited to share all the new things. Like the next 2 months are gonna be killer for us.
yeah, and it's exciting. Like even with the little bit of releases that we've had so far, it's always fun to get feedback from the barbecue community, because it's like a virtual hug. You know that everybody wants the best for each other. So.
Yeah, and like really, releasing that sticker honestly was one of the best days of my life. It really was, but it's also overwhelming. I'm like, wait a second, there's a lot of DMs. This must be how the big barbecue guys are getting to like 40, like 400 DMs a day.
I told you I got 10 more followers. I felt like king of the castle. So that was fun. That's just
That
10 more followers.
that's then that's why I wanted to talk to you, is because I number one, I wanted to thank you in person, but I also wanted people to get a sense of who you were and our relationship and what's going forward, and also too like that your background, if people are interested, you'll do web, you do sticker design, you do logo design, you do business card, you do the whole gamut, right?
Yeah, everybody usually needs something a little bit different. So, if you want to be successful, it's kind of been my goal to be as broad as I can in my expertise. And so, yeah, I love doing branding. I love, logos and all that stuff, websites, social media graphics, all the fun, nerdy stuff that, all the girls go crazy for, right?
Yeah, all the girls. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I have the best wife. She's my biggest fan, and she's an art teacher, and so it's always fun to come home and show her stuff. And she's the first person that always sees,
Oh,
everything. So
nice.
it's nice to always bounce stuff off her. But yeah, I'm a nerd. I'll be the first one to admit it. I didn't really like going to school. I didn't like learning stuff. But as I've gotten older, I've realized that if I'm interested in something, I'm all in. So I'm just a sponge. Yeah, I really kind of dove in head first into this design stuff, and I'm not coming back.
Thank you very much for doing this. I have three questions in these 10 minutes which ends up being longer than 10 minutes, but I have three questions. Yes, it just happens. I have three questions that aren't barbecue related that I'm going to ask you. So the first one, if you weren't doing what you're doing right now, what would you want to be doing for a career?
I wasn't doing what I'm doing now. I mean, I've you're gonna okay. Like I said, I'm a nerd. I've always wanted to be a race car driver, like driving something. Like
Really?
I would be. I want to be. Yeah, I want to drive something. I got a chance to drive a stock car at Texas Motor Speedway a number of months ago, and like
Oh,
one of the
that's
greatest
cool.
days of my life. Yeah, it's just fun. Like any, I've always loved driving and driving fast, and I don't know, this sounds like a awesome.
How fast did you, do you know how fast you went, or did was it even something where you went really fast?
Well, I don't want to brag, but they did give out certificates at the end of the day,
Oh, cool.
and my certificate said 149, and it was the faster of everybody around me. But yeah, no, Dusty and I've had Dusty with Miller's has he and I've had many conversations about, buying an old dirt car and just taking it to a dirt track. And that stuff's expensive. I don't know jack squat about automotive.
That could be like a second thing you do, like a hobby, a really cool, expensive hobby someday.
Yeah, so my goal is to make you so popular that you'll want to sponsor me, and I'll have like a Kevin's Barbecue Joints race car,
Oh, that's
and
exactly
we'll just
my logo on the hood. That would
we'll
be.
probably have your face on the hood
Oh yeah.
with
Well, no,
your
you
with
design.
your
I'm
but
like, I'm not the designer. You're the designer. You design.
yeah
The second thing is, what are you listening to right now, music wise? Like, what do you listen to while you work, or what do you when you drive?
I'm actually like pull my phone, because music is huge for me, and I'm pretty eclectic,
Okay,
right?
cool.
So I listen to I grew up in my dad's truck, listening to classic rock. I love, everything, a little bit of everything. Not opera, none of that, but I like a lot of stuff. So I'm pulling up my last few songs I've downloaded. I've got Luke Combs. I've got Have you ever heard the Rubber Band Man by the Spinners? That's one of my favorite songs right now. I know it's oldies, but
No, that's cool.
I listen, I hear those every now and then. You know, it picks me up. So, I listen, what I found for design is I listen to a lot of soundtracks.
Oh, cool. That makes
So
sense.
there's not really a lot of vocals. It's just instrumental, like The Assassination of Jesse James. If you ever want to just dive in deep to something, grab that soundtrack. That's pretty good.
That's a good suggestion. That's killer.
And then my other favorite one is, I know there was a, it's like a TV movie or something, but the Hatfields and McCoys, like Kevin Costner, that's a really good soundtrack too. So
But and
I usually,
those are both like not lyric based. They're most just music based.
there's some lyrics in them, but a lot of it's just very moving instrumental.
Oh, that's
And it's
cool.
kind of, because I found that if I'm listening to something with a lot of lyrics, it's pretty distracting. So hearing just music, it just kind of,
That's
helps
cool.
flow.
No, that's great. That's a really great. So I bet you people are going to copy that. That's a good idea. And so lastly, the last question is, what's your favorite restaurant that's not barbecue?
My wife and I were talking about that the other day, because she likes Mexican food, and if she could go anywhere, it'd always be Mexican food. But I'm more of an Italian guy. I like Italian food,
Really?
so all of our Olive Gardens, and I also like bistros. So I don't know if you have BJ's in California. Yeah, so yeah, BJ's is pretty good, and then there's a couple of oven fired pizza joints down here. So yeah, Fire Street and 600 Degrees there in Georgetown, pretty good stuff.
Where do you live? What city? In Belton?
Yeah, I live in Belton, so it's like halfway between Waco and Austin.
Do you find yourself ever going to Waco or?
More so Austin and Georgetown area than Waco.
So if someone was, it's like again, I've asked people this before, but for Belton, how far away is Belton from Austin? If someone's in Austin for business or for work.
An hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half. Yeah, it's easy. Yeah. Plus, on your way there, you're going to pass through a lot of smaller cities that, just are just as big, a lot bigger than Belton anyway, that have just as much to offer. So,
Yeah. And you also could listen to a soundtrack for as you drive. You could listen to like
there you go. There you go. There you go. Full circle.
Yeah, full
Full
circle.
circle.
Well, cool. Well, Zach, thank you again for doing this. Thank you for doing what you're doing for the barbecue community because it's in the end, it's like what you've done. These are like lasting symbols for forever for in the barbecue world. And thank you for doing what you're doing for me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. Like I said, it's an honor to be on this side of the screen. So thanks so much for your time. Thanks so much for everything. And yeah, I look forward to moving forward to all your stuff.
Yeah, same with me.